time to go inside the owner's box and check in with the president of the New England Patriots, Jonathan Kraft. Jonathan, thanks for joining us. As always, 9 AFC championships in the last 18 years. So you guys have a lot of experience with this. But I just want to hear your thoughts and feelings about this year's team, considering that there's been so much. There's been so much off the field, from Wes going to Denver, and then you had the Hernandez situation, and, of course, a number of your star players went down. This team, it's amazing to me. I think the challenges they've overcome are pretty special. How do you feel about this team?
I think each of those 9 championships is really unique and special in its own way. And this season, the hits started in the offseason, as you referenced, with Aaron. And you expect hits to come during the season. And I think the thing that's been unbelievable about this team, really from the middle of the year on, when especially after we lost Vince in Atlanta, I think the team basically just said to themselves, we do whatever, you know, whatever happens, happens. Whatever fate is dealt us is going to be dealt us, but we're going to be able to compete. There's nothing that can happen to this team where we're not going to be able to compete. We might not win every game. We might not ultimately end up where we want to end up. But we know we can compete, and I think that that's very different than other football teams that I've seen in the past, both ours and others, where you get some insight into other teams in the NFL, where those types of things happen, and the team at some point there's a switch, and it switches off, and that hasn't happened here, and I think that's what makes this team so special, and hopefully today the ride continues.
You know, I say this, not that you're never not on it, but on the Truth-O-Meter, private moment, all hell is breaking loose before the season. Were you nervous? In your heart of hearts, were you thinking, gee, maybe even we can't overcome all of this?
I don't think so, Gresh. I'm really beyond getting nervous. I think in the early years there would be nervousness sometimes. I think now you have anticipation. You think about things and you question whether you're going to be able to be effective doing certain things. But nervous is not a characteristic that I think any of us really have. I just don't ever feel it in the building. Definitely not with our family. Certainly not with Bill. I don't think I've ever seen Bill nervous about anything in his life. And so I think the answer to that is no. I think the most surprising thing, though, about this year that I wasn't expecting, as you get me to think about it here, is I think our rookie class has really been exceptional. Jamie Collins, who didn't really get to see the field much the first couple of weeks, and to watch him, not just last week where he played a big role, I think it really started with the first Denver game. Jamie has really become the force, or on his way to becoming the force that we were hopeful he could be. He's a very unique defensive player in that he can rush the passer, he can play the run, he's very good in coverage for a linebacker. He did such a great job last week, and he'll be important today, and Jamie's been great. And I think Harmon and Ryan, Bill got a little bit of that, it's the Rutgers connection, and Bill's taking care of the boys from Jersey. And in reality, I think now people understand what critical parts of the team those guys are. And then you think about Ryan Allen, who we picked up as an undrafted free agent. And I know there was a lot of talk when we cut Zoltan and kept Ryan, and the talk was mostly about money. And I think what we talked about at the time was that, yeah, cap and money comes into play with every decision you make because the cap is a scarce resource. And I love Zoltan Mesko, but I can tell you that our coaching staff felt that we were keeping the better punter. And you look at what they've done, the receivers, we've had a really great rookie class, and I think that certainly helped us get to where we are today and bodes really well for the future.
Well, the big story, of course, this week in the hype machine, Brady Manning, Manning Brady, the big rivalry. And then Burt Breer tweeting today that Brady had some ligament damage done to his hand earlier in the season. We know that he had the glove and he had some issues, but that he's all set, that healed on its own, and he also had the stomach flu this week. So just tell us what Tom has gone through. I don't expect you to comment on those injuries because that's not what you guys do, but here's a guy that had to, unexpectedly so, groom a whole new crew of receivers and make this thing work.
I think Peyton Manning is a great quarterback. But to me, what Tom has had to deal with his whole career, whether it's a changing cast of receivers in much greater cyclicality than Peyton did, the changing of offensive coordinators because our guys would keep getting hired away, playing in the elements, things Peyton never had to deal with. Now, Peyton's a great quarterback, but Tom, to me, is just at a whole other level because of all of that complexity, not even talking for a minute about what he had to fight to do to come into the league. So I think in any given season, the mental challenges, the physical challenges for Tom, given what he's already dealt with in his football career, it's pretty immaterial at this point because he knows the drill, he does it. And the intangible of that in our locker room is so many of the guys know it and they appreciate it. And they say, that's Tom Brady and look what he's doing. And it I think raises the game of everybody, and it certainly teaches the younger players on our team how to become a professional and what's entailed in doing that.
Jonathan, what part of this season has, I don't know, maybe brought you the most pleasure? You know, what part of this year has really made you smile in a way that maybe hasn't happened in other seasons?
I think it's what we talked about at the start, just seeing how absolutely resilient this team is. I can tell you the thing that's hurt me the most, because I think that's a more obvious thing. There's been a lot of things that have been fun moments, and we have a lot of guys on this team who've gotten hurt and are on injured reserve, and I'm in no way placing various values on them. They're all equally important as players. But Vince Wilfork and Gerard Mayo, but Vince for an even longer time, have just been the heart and soul of our defense and critical parts of our locker room along with Tom. And to see them go down with those injuries and not be able to be on the field today and experience that ride, because those guys work as hard as anybody. I mean, Vince is down here on the sidelines, and while the team was doing the informal part of warm-ups, he's out there and he's talking to all the defensive players. He's got a ball in his hands, sweat's pouring off of him, and you see the intensity and how badly he wants to be on the field. So I think that's the thing that's been the saddest moment. There have been a lot of great moments that have made me smile. Hopefully there'll be at least one more.
Well, this week we were talking about the rivalry between the two quarterbacks and where does it stand, and I think it's one of the greatest in all of sports. I think it's up there with, you know, Bird and Magic and Russell and Chamberlain and Allen and Frazier. But, you know, for purists like Andy, he gets frustrated a little bit because we overlook the fact that it's the defense against the offense and Manning isn't on the field with Brady and so forth and so on. But from a league perspective, I was thinking about this morning. When David Stern took over the NBA, he said, we're not going to promote teams. We're going to promote players. We're going to promote stars. Bird Magic, you know, Jordan Barkley, this guy, that guy, Kobe. You know, nobody had a last name in the NBA anymore. But this is a rivalry that didn't come out of a marketing meeting, or a brand, I should say, because Brady Manning, it's an NFL brand, like it or not. And I don't know if there's anything bigger. But it's just kind of happened. It's happened organically. There was no strategy involved.
I think the great comparison is how Marino and Elway played each other like twice, right, in their career.
Right.
Something like that. And for Tom and Peyton, this is their 15th matchup. That's almost a full NFL season. And they each happen to be, they're clearly, look, in my opinion, Tom's the greatest ever, and Peyton is there at two or three or four. And the fact that in a sport that has a 16-game regular season, that those two, who are arguably the two best at their position, have played each other 15 times is pretty special. And the league gets it, and the league has marketed it. But I think, unlike some of the other marketing that you talk about, these two players back it up. It's not hyped by lots of superfluous off-the-field stuff, and it's not hyped by just pure athleticism. At the end of the day, these two guys play the most important position in sports, and they're so much more than athletes, because in these other sports, pure athleticism can get you by. Tom and Peyton, and I used this analogy on CNBC this week, they're managers. They're managing a business out on that field. They have to be aware of every variable they're seeing. They're managing the 10 guys who are around them, and Tom and Peyton are the two best at it. So for the NFL to have that and promote that as a brand, I think it's a great thing. And I'm not sure there's a better thing in sport that could be promoted, branded, and marketed than that brand. So they do it, and I think it makes a lot of sense.
How much of Bill Belichick's personality has rubbed off on Tom Brady since his rookie year?
Hey, Gary, if you can hear me, I can't even hear you right now.
Oh.
That's how loud it is here. I know you're
okay.
Trying to talk. The Broncos are running up there. It's quieted down a little bit.
How's that? I'll re-ask the question. How much of Bill Belichick's personality has rubbed off on Tom Brady since his rookie year?
I think what Bill has taught Tom how to do is... Tom is an emotional guy, and Bill isn't. And I think Tom has taught Bill that emotions are good, but use them at the right time, and do your best to stay under control and exude confidence. Now, Tom does that naturally anyhow, but I think Bill is really good at that. People don't get to see him behind the scenes, but if you're one of his players... It's very different than what the media sees at the press conferences, and you see some of it on some of the behind-the-scenes NFL stuff, but he commands that room, and he does it without overdoing it with emotion. He does it with facts, and he does it because he backs up things that he's told the players in the past happen. And I think he's taught Tom that there are times to be emotional if you're capable of doing it and it's in your personality and to use it to your advantage. But there are other times it's much better when you're leading a group of guys in difficult situations to be cerebral. And I think that's probably what it would be. And I'll tell you, there's a ton that Bill has gotten from Tom, too. I think that's a two-way street where they each help each other get better and better at what they do. And they're each the best at all time at their jobs.
Jonathan, from an overall league perspective, I think we got the four best teams in football, both in each conference, who are playing in these conference championship games. And I know that America loves the darling, you know, they love the underdog. But I think if you're just a pure football fan, you've got two great games on the docket today between teams that everyone respects.
Right. I think, Gresh, from the league's perspective, you know, we're the one and the two seed in the AFC and the Brady and Manning. But in the NFC, they can't be one and two, Seattle and San Francisco, because they're in the same division. But they were 1-5, and San Francisco, to my eye, was probably the second best team. So you've got 1-2 in each conference championship, and I think the league couldn't ask for anything more, and that's going to be a hell of a game later today, a hell of a game.
Hey, Jonathan, are you going to be okay out there? Sounds a little rough.
Gary, I can't hear you again now. It's just getting too loud here.
All right, we're going to say goodbye, Jonathan. Thank you very much. Good luck and enjoy the game.
Take care, guys. Thanks.
All right, we'll see you later.